Welcome to the Entrepreneur Power Hour podcast, where we interview a different entrepreneur on their expertise and immerse ourselves in the power of their journey. Are you ready to be educated, inspired, and enlightened? Well, you've come to the right place. This is the Entrepreneur Power Hour podcast, hosted by Kareem Mays and Chris Peters.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Power Hour podcast, where we interview a different individual on their expertise. Today we have Jack Michelou. He's an expert with Referral Key and getting to know people on the internet. Jack, how are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing amazing, and I'm so excited you're here. And I just want to start this off because I'm really curious. How did you become an entrepreneur?
Growing up as a kid, my dad was always in painting, and he was always working for himself. So he started pretty early. He was into painting, interior, exterior decorating, and that kind of stuff. So he pretty much showed me the way to be an entrepreneur and work for yourself and not work for wages.
Yeah, that's critical in this day and age because you never know when that wage, you think the money's coming in all the time, and then one day it drops. And then that's happened to me getting laid off and stuff. So I was looking to start my own thing, working Facebook and IBO, not having any luck, and someone showed me Referral Key, but I didn't know how to use it, and I saw your video. And that really helped me because I found a social network where I could do this weird thing called actually connecting with people and talking to them. And I want to ask some of your highlights of your career doing some network marketing and also with Referral Key. Is there any connections you made that were amazing that really pushed your career? Is there anybody you met that really gave you some great insights?
Well, as we were talking earlier, Darren Little, I didn't really get involved with many of the things he'd done, but the one thing that really resonated with me is the fact that he never really talked about what he was doing, what his business was. He just connected with people, talked to people, find out what's interesting them before you tell them what's interesting you. And then if you can make a connection, then show them what's interesting you, but don't drop everything you have on them right off the bat. Kind of trickle a little bit, trigger their interest, and then send them to somebody that knows what they're talking about in a video or something like that when they show interest in what you're doing. And I just think that personal connection where you actually get on the phone, get on Skype, or what have you, where you're actually connecting and talking to each other rather than just auto-posting the bejeebers out of everything everywhere and then getting nothing. I just think that it's so much more important, and everybody tells you that people buy from people that they know, like, and trust. And they can't know an auto-poster. They can't like you because they don't know you, and they don't trust you because they don't know you. I just think that that's so important, and I just get a lot better responses when you can actually talk to someone, find out what they're interested in before you throw at them what you're interested in.
That's great advice because I started out, I thought, oh, I got to get a mailer list. I got to get an auto poster. I got to automate and send out a billion messages a day. And I did. I was successful at sending out the messages, but nobody got back or people thought it was spammy when I was sending out letters. And I've just found old school. No matter how much technology advances, there's always a lot of personal power in just hitting up the person saying, hey, or calling them on the phone and saying, hi, my name is this, and then making that connection. I still think that's the most powerful way. And I know you're doing that on Referral Key. So I wanted to ask, someone hears this, they're new to marketing, maybe they've tried the auto poster, maybe they haven't. And could you give three tips for anybody who wants to start maybe mastering Referral Key or getting their business leads from there?
Sure. One thing that you'll find with Referral Key is Nothing is and nothing can be automated. Everything is one at a time. And you don't want to just send a link and take a look at this. You're going to make $1 million next week. What you want to do is it's referral key. Ask for a referral. Send a message and say, do you know anybody that's interested in whatever you're working with? And if they know someone who's interested, you're asking for a referral. They can either send you a referral or not, or they can come back and say, hey, I might be interested in that. Then when they come back with a message and say that they might be interested in that, then you give them a tidbit of information. And they're here again. Don't throw everything you have at them. Just send them a video where they can take a look, a comprehensive, in-depth video that they can take a look at, and then they can come back if they have more questions or if they want to actually get what you're offering. And there again, everything is one at a time. And if you have a phone number, leave your phone number on. They'll call you if they're interested in. If they have a phone number there, and a lot of people do have phone numbers, you don't want to call them up and just talk about you and what you're interested in. You got to talk them up and say, hey, how you doing? I just got your connection on a referral key, and tell them who you are, how you connected with them. And there are so few people actually doing that on referral key. It's like, hey, cool. I got someone talking to me from something that I didn't really know how to use. And unlike Facebook or LinkedIn or all of that, where everybody's throwing everything at you, be personable. Connect with a person before you throw your business at them. And that's the biggest tip that I can give. That's why I repeat it so much.
I think that's a huge tip, because when I was on IBO, when I was on Facebook and LinkedIn, these people would come up to me and they would just shoot out a message like, hey, Kareem, I hope you had a good, you know, holiday or whatever. You want to join my business? And I would just look at them and I would say, I don't even know you. I don't know what you're talking about. And it was kind of awkward, because for me, when someone just throws a business at you, you wouldn't go up to someone on the street and be like, hey, do you want to join my network marketing company? It gets very, very push-offy and spammy, and it never works. So that's why I want to ask, for new entrepreneurs, do you have any advice, like if they're interested in marketing or if they're interested in different things, how would they go about maybe starting to get some of these connections, like in depth, like they get on referral key, then I know they like maybe make a profile and do some messages, right?
Well, when you first get on, you're going to have a specific something that you want to tell somebody. And so what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to go up by where the search bar is and go into the advanced and use the keywords and the locations you're going to want to work with and find the people most likely to want to hear what you have to say. If you're a dentist and you want to talk about dentistry, put in dentist, because those are the people going to want to hear your message. If you want to go in, you're working with network marketers, put in network marketing in the keywords and search for them, because they're the ones most likely to be interested in your message. And they're the ones that are going to be most likely to connect with you. If you want to connect with people close to you, go into your local referral network and go through there. And there again, you can look at the keywords in their brief, not really a profile, but it's just a brief name, what I do, and where I live type of thing. Look at the what I do in there and find the people most likely to be interested in what you have. You can go into the posts and go through there, because those are the people who are the most active, and you can connect with them. And then once you start connecting with them, then you can go into their profile, find out how many people they're connected with, take a look at the people that they're connected with, and see if you can connect with them. In order to find me in there, it's just Jack Michelow. Put that name in there. I'm the only one in the world. If you find another Jack Michelow in the world, I'd really like to know about it. Because
my looking.
Name is unique.
Well, I'll be looking. If I find one, I'll let you know. I'll screenshot it, send it into this interview. I'll be like, which Jack Michelow did I interview? So that's my bad joke of the day. But I'm going to throw one at you. I'm just curious, who inspired you to, I know you said your dad did, were there any other inspirations that inspired you to become an entrepreneur?
I don't know if there was any specific individuals that inspired me to be an entrepreneur, but when I was in the Navy, I was in the Navy back from 81 to 86. One of my supervisors, because I was always kind of almost in trouble, but not quite, he looked at me one time and he says, you know what? He says, you really need to be in business for yourself because you would never be a good employee because you just don't care about authority. It's not that I disrespect authority. It's just that sometimes I think they're a little bit too full of themselves.
I can agree. When I was in high school, I was almost in trouble, but you know, not completely. But it was because I was interested in doing computer stuff and not doing my homework. I wanted to know how computer games worked, how everything computer worked. And I wasn't necessarily there to sit there and just learn geometry and learn a bunch of facts and then throw it out. So it's definitely great that you bring that up. And I know you have a YouTube, you have a referral key, obviously, Facebook and maybe LinkedIn. Where can people find you if they hear this and they're like, wow, Jack sounds really cool and there's only one Jack? Where can I find him?
You Google me, Jack Michelow, and the last name is Michelau. And you Google that, and yeah, like I said, if you find anybody, another one, let me know.
All right.
Those are pretty much the ones I'm on. I'm also on Skype. And I don't play a whole lot on Facebook just because it's so much garbage.
No, I can understand. There's good stuff and bad stuff on Facebook. There is a lot of spammy stuff, so I can understand.
Yeah. When you go back to the school and you're talking about the school and that kind of stuff, something that I sort of kind of almost understood back then, but not quite, is a school, and that goes with even now, school is not there just to learn what's in that specific book. School should be there to teach you how to learn, how to find out what it is you need out of that book, and how to go to another book and find out what you need. And that correlates across in almost anything. Even today, you need to learn how to find what you need. And that's something that most schools don't teach you. They just want you to get what's in that specific book, but they don't teach you how to do that. And one thing I learned in the military is read the full question, then read the full answer, then read the full question again, and then you'll have a better chance of getting the right answer.
I agree. That's why I became an entrepreneur, because I didn't want just the textbook information. I wanted to go out there and experience and see what existed and go into this huge sea of crazy information called the internet and find out my own path, my own way, without anybody telling me what to memorize or what to do or how to do it. Sometimes not having a laid out set of steps and somebody who's telling you what to do really can open your eyes to your full potential. So I want to thank you very much. Do you have any closing remarks, thoughts?
Just like I've been saying the whole time, connect with people. Call them up. Ask them if they're interested in what you're interested in. Find out if you're interested in what they're interested in. And in that way, you can make a friend. Whether they work your program or not, whether they buy what you have or not, you'll have a friend. And that's the most important part of this whole journey, I believe.
And I would completely agree with you. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Jack Mishlew. You can find Jack on Referral Key, Skype, and Facebook. You just type in Jack, which is simple, and then the last name, Mishlew, M-I-S-H-L-E-A-U. Connect with him like he just said. Let's rock this, and let's do network marketing the right way and help others. Thank you very much.